Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, all right.
Yo, yo, yo.
Coming to you live from Philly. It's the number one rated Paulie and Tony Fusco show.
Yo, yo, yo.
As always, Paulie Fusco here with Tony Fusco. And Tony,
yo,
huge show today. MLB opening day. But of course, we've got Major League Baseball going ahead and just crapping all over this storied occasion.
Unbelievable.
Instituting all these terrible rules, totally ruining the game. We're going to get into all that and tell you why. But first, just a brief and frankly needless programming note from our broadcasting partners at iHeartRadio and Fox Sports Radio. They asked us to remind you to go on your podcast platform and rate and review the show. And as we told them, what we've always said, why do we need to rate and review the show? Why would we need anybody
the show's
to do
great.
That? Yeah, we know it's good. So, you know, if you want to waste your time doing that, well, go ahead and be our guest.
Yeah, throw your life away. Go ahead. Knock yourself out.
Anyway, to more important business, today's show, as we said, Major League Baseball making some absolutely boneheaded changes, just ruining the sport. And to discuss that,
I can't believe
we're bringing on someone who actually seems to know baseball, maybe. You know, unlike our last guest last week, Rob Parker, who just totally embarrassed himself. Well, our guest today is a former ESPN anchor who he now works for MLB Network, Adnan Virk. And Tony, you know, we've got some better, smarter rule changes that we're going to present to him. And, you know, Tony, I have a feeling he's going to be impressed, so impressed that he's going to want to take them to a Commissioner Manfred himself.
Yeah, but he better not take credit for them. That's all I know.
Yeah, he better not. Well, before we get to our top story, a little more quick business up top. As you know, on this show in the past, we've promoted the business ZipRecruiter. Well, now another company has stepped in and paid us much more money than ZipRecruiter. So now we're going to do a sponsored message for them. Are you looking for a job? Well, don't use ZipRecruiter. Use Indeed. Isn't that right, Tony?
Yep. We know Indeed does virtually the same thing as ZipRecruiter, but it's just better. Trust us.
Go online now and enter the promo code ZipRecruiterSucks for 1.3% off your first year's subscription. Offer not valid outside the U.S. Virgin Islands. Indeed. Okay, well, now that we got that business out of the way, sorted out, let's get right into our top story.
Top story.
Well, opening day is here, Tony, but of course it's not without controversy. The MLB instituting a bunch of rules designed to make the game safer, faster, and also terrible. Their first new rule, which is just horrible, is these pitch clocks. Now, the way these works, if you haven't seen them, if a pitcher doesn't deliver a pitch before the clock expires, it's called a ball. And if a batter doesn't get in the box before the clock expires, well, that's called a strike. And everything I just told you is called total bullshit. Isn't that right, Tony?
It's terrible. First of all, why are they trying to make the game shorter? The number one rule of business is to provide value for your customers.
Yep.
Shouldn't you give your customers more of what they want?
Yep.
You know, I used to love eating at Chipotle, but then every time I went, they gave me less and less chicken in my burrito bowl. Now, I don't like Chipotle. And now baseball's making the same mistake Chipotle made. If you ask me, this is just terrible business practices.
So true, Tony. And you know, this is just further proof of what's gone wrong with our society and this new generation they got coming up here. You know, the MLB, they're just trying to cater to this young, distracted audience. And you know, there's a name for whatever's going on in this generation. It's called attention deficit disorder. This is a scientific problem. Look it up.
Yep.
And you know, if a young man can't sit down to watch a 4-hour, 12-inning, maybe 13-inning baseball game.
Seriously.
Well, you know, frankly, I'm frightened for the future of our country, aren't you, Tony?
100%. And I also keep hearing people these days say nobody wants to watch movies anymore.
I do. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And we all know the best movies are always the longest. In fact, I put together a graphic of the top 5 movies of all time and their runtimes. Let's pull it up. Number 1, The Godfather, 3 hours.
Yep.
Number 2, The Godfather Part 2, 3 hours and 22 minutes.
Yep.
Number 3, The Irishman, 3 hours and 29 minutes, just flew by.
Yep.
Number 4, Meet Joe Black, 3 hours and 1 minute. And finally, number 5, Waterworld, 3 terrific hours.
Great analysis, Tony. And, you know, that
isn't the
only terrible change that baseball's making this year. They made the bases bigger, 15 inches to 18 inches, making the distance between first and second base is now 3.5 inches shorter. Now,
That's insane.
They say it's to decrease injuries and encourage stolen bases and whatever. You know, but
there's
a lot of blowback to this move, as there should be.
Yep.
And some of it
good
coming from a legend, all-time leading base stealer, of course, Ricky Henderson, who said, quote, "I wish the game would be just left alone." And you know, Ricky Henderson is totally right here, Tony. We should leave the game alone. In fact, you know, I think, personally, we should have never touched the game in the first place. It was perfect to begin with. And, you know, we've made
couldn't
all these
more
ridiculous changes. Well, we should start going back and undoing these changes. You know, the game should be kept exactly as the founders meant it to be.
Yep.
And in fact, you know, you and I, Tony, we wrote down a few rules that we'd like to see repealed. These rules that have ruined the game. Let's start with this one. This one came in 1857. They changed the rule of when games could end. You know, it used to be that a game wouldn't end until a team scored 21 runs. And that's a great idea. Yeah, because, you
absolutely know,
you say, people, you want offense. Well, wasn't that better? You know, players knew they couldn't leave until they crossed home plate 21 times.
Yeah, that also probably created real urgency, especially if the players and fans, you know, needed to go eat dinner or go to sleep or something like that.
Yeah, and here's another rule I'd like to see them get rid of. 1885, they started allowing catchers and umpires to use chest protectors. Well, that totally sucked the fun out of the game too, didn't it, Tony?
Absolutely. Think about all the drama taken away. Wouldn't you want to see a catcher be like, oh, that pitch is coming way too fast, and have to jump out of the way?
Absolutely. And here's another one, Tony. Get this. 1862, they went ahead and they regulated bat size, meaning they limited how big a bat could be. That had to ruin all the fun, too. I mean, think about it. You could have a guy going up there like Hacksaw Jim Duggan, you know, with a big piece of lumber and just cranking one.
Yeah, like a regular Paul Revere.
Yeah, well, you know, the fun police ruined that. And here's another one they ruined. Last one here. 1891, they started allowing catchers to wear those large padded mitts. Why should catchers get a different glove? You ever think about that?
I don't understand.
Totally boring and unfair advantage for them. You know, a normal mitt would open the door. You'd have more wild pitches all the game.
Yeah. If something is called wild, wouldn't you want more of it? You know, like wild berries, wild music, Ricky Wild Thing Vaughn, the best part of Major League. Gene Wilder.
All terrific points there, Tony. And, you know,
Thank you.
One more thing about opening day. You know, clearly it's the biggest story in all of sports. But that hasn't stopped all these desperate sports networks like ESPN from trying to cram other useless sports stories down our throat and call them headlines. So what we're
going
to do right now, Tony, is I'm going to read you actual headlines from the ESPN.com front page website, okay?
Great.
And I'm going to ask you if you care or not. It's a segment we call, Do You Give a F***?
Do you give a F***?
First headline here, Tony. Silva hopeful of NBA-CBA deal by end of week. Do you give a F***?
I am hopeful that I will avoid this article. No.
Okay. NIL chaos targeted during congressional hearing. Do you give a F***?
I am not hearing anything interesting? No.
PGA live golfers not expecting drama at Masters. Do you give a f***?
I am not expecting to read this article. No.
NFL now to let players wear number zero. Do you give a f***?
I will contribute zero time to reading this article. No.
$6 billion bids submitted for Commanders, sources say. Do you give a f***?
My sources say, don't read this article. No.
Okay, last one here, Tony. Former Stanford star Madsen hired to coach Cal. Do you give a f***?
You know, Mark Madsen has done an excellent job coaching the men's basketball team at Utah Valley, leading the Wolverines to a regular season WAC championship and the NIT semifinals. He also has a deep background as both a Final Four participant with Stanford and as a longtime NBA player and coach. So, given that Cal finished last in the Pac-12 and clearly needs a top-down reboot, I'm very interested to see how this hire plays out over the next few years in such a very unpredictable conference. So, yes.
Wow. Just tremendous analysis there, Tony. And
that ends
our segment, Do You Give a F***? And in time, because I see our guest coming on the line. So let's go ahead and bring him on the Fusco Satellite Network.
Fusco Satellite Network.
He got his start as an anchor on ESPN SportsCenter. He now works as a commentator personality on the MLB Network, you know. And probably now that the games are shorter, he's probably getting more airtime there. So good for him. Anyway, let's bring him on here. Adnan Virk, welcome to the show.
Welcome.
Paulie, Tony, great to see you guys. As a fellow Eagles fan, I've been a huge fan of your guys' work. I'm thrilled to talk Philly sports. And you're right. I started at ESPN, but now I'm getting a lot more airtime on MLB Network. Tomorrow, as a matter of fact, we're on from noon till 1 into the Yankees-Giants game. And then post-game, probably on 3:30 till 5. So, yeah, shorter rules. More broadcast time.
But see, this is what I love.
Wow.
You're clearly a businessman. You're thinking getting your plug in very naturally. You got it in there.
Yeah.
And, you know, you complimented us up top. You know, you just, that shows
you
no business.
This might be the best start to an interview in our history.
That's how you do it, people. Take notes.
Yeah, that's how you do it. Take notes, everybody.
In sports journalism, that's how you start an interview.
Yeah, he's a professional.
But, you know, based on that, let's talk business with you. All right. So we all know your employer, Major League Baseball, Commissioner Rob Manfred, right? They're making a push to make these games shorter, as you said, with these pitch clocks. But doesn't this seem a little bit foolish to you? You know, anyone who knows anything about business, as you do, knows the last thing you want to do is give your consumers less, right? You want to keep your customers happy, and baseball fans want more baseball. Doesn't this just seem like terrible business practices to you?
No, I disagree, fellas. I think bigger is better isn't a theory that works in baseball. I think you look at the market research. They've talked to fans. They've talked to players, as a matter of fact. Everybody wants a quicker game. 3 hours and a three-minute game is just inefficient in today's world. Fans want things faster. They want to be able to consume it in quicker, more digestible bites. I'm kind of surprised you guys aren't on board. I have not heard one dissenting voice so far.
Well, hold on. First of all, they never reached out to us. And on the subject of digestible bites, Tony, take it here. Tell them.
Yeah, actually, Adnan, let me ask you. Have you ever been to Chipotle?
I've been to Chipotle. Yeah, my wife's actually a big fan. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So was I, absolutely. But, you know, what happened was every time I'd go to Chipotle and order chicken, they would start giving me less and less chicken every time.
Terrible.
Now, I don't want to go there anymore. Don't you think baseball's making the same mistake?
Yep.
No, I wouldn't equate Major League Baseball to Chipotle chicken. I mean, that's an issue where, yes, I'm with you. You want more chicken. As a matter of fact, I went to the Subway recently. I had a roasted chicken sub footlong, $14.85, because I wanted extra meat. So I wouldn't equate culinary skills to Major League Baseball. I think for food, I want more baseball. As a matter of fact, to draw the food analogy, I think baseball, by having a pitch clock, is trimming the fat when it comes to these games.
No, but that's insulting to call anybody fat these days. That's, you're fat shaming baseball is what you're doing. I mean, you know, just think here. You're a businessman, Adnan. You work for the MLB Network. You're basically saying that too much baseball's a bad thing. Come on, that's what you're saying. Isn't that you being a terrible employee?
No, it doesn't make me a terrible employee. I'm totally on board with whatever Rob Manfred and Major League Baseball are doing. Again, it comes back to you got to have more visually pleasurable games. I mean, I don't understand. You guys want a four-hour baseball game? Can I ask you something?
You talked about the survey. Who did they survey? Yeah. Who the hell are these morons they surveyed?
What is it, all Gen Zs that are on their phones? Come on, who are they asking?
Well, I know you guys don't mean that. You're not just going to be disrespectful towards millennials. We know that everybody's a baseball fan.
No, we are definitely being disrespectful to millennials.
You know, doesn't it make you a little concerned, though, that a young man these days can't sit down to watch a 4-hour, potentially 12-inning, 13-inning game?
ADD.
I mean, doesn't that make you concerned for the future of our country?
Yeah.
No, I think you have to adapt. Everything's quicker now, right? TikTok, Twitter, Facebook, social media. These kids love that stuff. So like, cable is dying, right? You got to adjust. Got to adapt to these things.
But Adnan, you're a big movie guy, right? You're a huge movie guy. You love talking movies. But let's look at the best movies of all time. All of them over 3 hours long. The Godfather.
Yep. Godfather is not 3 hours long. 2 hours and 50 minutes. Yeah.
It was 3 hours because we stayed in the theater soaking it up. All right. Sorry.
The Irishman. Meet Joe Black. Waterworld. Doesn't that prove that long is better?
Tony, I can't understand how you actually think like Waterworld's a great movie. That's like one of the biggest problems of Kevin Costner's career. I mean, they called it Fishtar.
Are you kidding me?
Ishtar. No, The Irishman is great. I'm with you on The Irishman. That's a great, beautiful, long movie. Lawrence of Arabia, Gone with the Wind. But I can give you lots of other. Goodfellas is 2 hours and 20 minutes. Taxi Driver is 1 hour and 50 minutes. Raging Bull is 2 hours and 8 minutes. You don't necessarily want long movies. Everything Everywhere All at Once just went 7 hours.
Are you kidding?
Actually, when we sit down to watch those movies, we watch them twice just to make them 4 hours. That's what we do. Now, did you hear, you know, you're plugged into baseball. Did you hear what the all-time base stealing leader Ricky Henderson had to say?
He said,
and I quote, "I wish the game would just be left alone."
Exactly.
Don't you agree with that? Maybe, you know, we're ruining the way baseball is supposed to be?
No, Ricky's just saying that because Ricky's looking out for Ricky. I love Ricky Henderson. He's the greatest leadoff hitter ever. But he's worried because what they're doing is with these new rules, the pitcher can only step off once. The pitcher can only throw over once. The bases are bigger. This is going to lead to more stolen bases. So Ricky doesn't like this because Ricky said, hang on a second. This was a different game when I was playing. But you have to realize you have to adapt or die. You cannot stay stuck in the same mold. Again, you guys use businessmen as an analogy. No business stays the same. You have to evolve.
You know what, frankly, Adnan, I have to tell you, I find this very offensive to the founders of baseball who created this sacred game. And in fact, we agree with Ricky. We got to leave the game untouched. We need to go back to the way things were originally. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So what we want to do, and wait till you hear our reasoning here, because you're going to be blown away. What we want to do is we're going to present some rules that we want to go back to. You know, changes they made that we want undone. And we'd like you to bring these to Rob Manfred. Yep. When you hear them, you'll see why. All right.
Bringing the past to the future.
You know, in 1857, as you might know, as a baseball man, they changed the rule of when games could end. It used to be that a game wouldn't end until a team scored 21 runs. Now, don't you think that was better? Because, you know, it promotes more offense. You know, teams, they think, hey, we're not getting out of here or eating dinner, going to sleep until we score 21 runs. Doesn't that promote offense?
Yeah.
No, I disagree. I think there's times where a great offensive baseball game can be fun. Certainly in the 1990s, we saw the explosion of home runs. But I love a good, tight, well-scoring game. One of my favorite baseball games ever. As a matter of fact, MLB Network has it as the number 2 greatest game of all time, Twins, Braves, 91 World Series, Game 7. Jack Morris pitched 10 innings shutout against John Smoltz. That was a 1-0 game, fellas. As you know, as baseball experts, that was baseball as good as it gets. Number two baseball game of all time. Number one was like the Reds-Red Sox game, 1975, Game 6, Carlton Fisk. Again, not a high-scoring game. I don't want 21
wrong.
Runs
the
in
number
game.
One wrong. Game was Game 5 of the 2008 World Series where the Phillies defeated the Tampa Bay Rays. We all know that. Terrific rain-shortened
best
series.
Best game ever.
Greatest ever. But, you know, all right, to each his own. All right, next one. 1885. You know what they did? They allowed catchers and umpires to start using chest protectors.
Oh,
totally ruined
the game.
The game. You know,
ruined
don't you think it would be more exciting if, you know, catchers had to, you know, maybe duck out of the way? They're like, uh-oh, that ball's hit too fast. I got to jump.
No, listen, guys. Safety is of paramount importance. They call catching the tools of ignorance. Without the tools, it would just be ignorant. Like, nobody wants to be a catcher without a catch, but that's ridiculous. That's like saying, I'm going to play catcher without a cop. You need to have an athletic supporter. Come on.
Well, now you're thinking. Now, that was actually a good one. I like that. Play without cups. All right, here's another one. Yeah, see, you got an open mind. That was good. All right, you're using your creative juices. Here's one. 1862. Huge mistake they made here. They regulated bat size. Totally ruined the game. You know,
yeah,
think
ruined
about
it again.
Think about it, Adnan. Wouldn't you like to see a guy like Hacksaw Jim Duggan, you know, just come up there
yeah,
with a giant
huge
piece
two
of
by
lumber
four.
And no, just crank one?
Yeah.
I love the WWE, first of all. Hacksaw Jim Duggan, one of my all-time favorites. So
the best.
You did get me with that reference. But no, I mean, you can't use a 2x4. You can't swing that quick enough to catch up to a Justin Verlander fastball.
A weakling like you.
97 miles an hour. The 2x4, there's no way.
How much you bench?
160.
No wonder. Yeah, you'd fall over. You know how much I bench?
Yeah.
How much?
500, bro.
No, you don't. That's nonsense, Paulie. No offense. There's zero chance
I spotted him. Are you kidding?
Jealous. He's
I don't
jealous.
Mean
jealous.
Our muscle and our intelligence.
Yeah, he's jealous.
Tony's seen me do it. I do it every day.
Yep, I spotted him.
All right.
He didn't even need a spotter.
Last
one
here. Last one. All right. Yeah. You'll think about this one. This is a very smart one. You know, in 1891, they allowed these catchers to start wearing these ridiculous large padded mitts.
Absurd.
Why should catchers get a different mitt? Unfair.
Yeah.
You know, a normal
unfair
mitt,
advantage.
That'd be great. They got to catch the ball. There would be more wild pitches. Wouldn't that be fun?
So you want a regular baseball glove for a catcher rather than a padded mitt? That's what you're telling me? No, there's no way. You're going to have so many wild pitches.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no way. That guy's hands would be – I mean, are you kidding me? You know how hard your hand has to handle that? Yadi Molina? There's no way these catchers could last that long. That's a horrible idea.
Have you ever played baseball? Have you ever played baseball?
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't play at a high level, but I played baseball.
Yeah, you clearly played an extremely low level. Yeah, your mitt must have been giant.
Yeah.
Must have been like a clown mitt.
Yeah.
Please, don't hurt me. You're coming out there in your chest protector and your foam rubber.
Unbelievable.
Right. Look, come on. Out of these, come on. All right, we'll give you a right of refusal, but out of these, which ones of these are you're going to be taking to Rob Manfred? Which one stands out to you?
Listen, he's the commissioner of Major League Baseball. He signs my checks. I don't want to be offensive. These ideas are atrocious.
Oh,
if I take you to Rob Manfred,
you know what's atrocious?
What? You know what's atrocious?
On the show.
You know what's a horrible idea?
More
is
like
having you on the show.
Because you're off the show.
You're off the show.
You're
done. You struck out.
For those
see ya.
Terrible performance.
Off the show.
Satellite Network.
Is he off the line?
Jay, hang up the phone.
You know, maybe MLB is onto something because we should have put a pitch clock on him.
Yeah, Adnan, more like add nothing to this show.
Well, we're not going to let him ruin what was otherwise a terrific opening day show.
No,
of course,
absolutely.
We want to thank our better, higher paying sponsors at Indeed.
Yeah, they're the best.
Wait.
Oh, are you kidding me?
If it's someone who Indeed needs to be fired.
Producer Jay, what? What do you want?
Corrections.
Okay, right. Go. Whatever. Look, hurry up. What?
You said the guy who carried a large piece of lumber was Paul Revere?
Yeah.
Yeah. Legend.
Yeah.
No. I think you were confusing him with Paul Bunyan.
Oh, yeah? Well, I can't wait to be the Paul Bearer at your funeral.
Yeah. You know who reveres you? Nobody. Yeah.
Good one, Donnie.
You're done. Yeah, he's done. That's it. Yeah. Let's go.
No, let's get out of here. Number two.
What? Hurry up.
You said you don't like pitch clocks because you think baseball games should be longer?
Yeah, like back in the day.
Yeah.
No. Actually, 20 years ago, baseball games only lasted 2.5 hours. Now they're averaging over 3 hours. That's why they're instituting the new rule.
Oh, yeah? Well, I'm instituting a new rule. Shut the f*** up.
Yeah. You know the one thing that's gone on way too long? Your life.
Oh, yeah. Great one, Tony.
We're
going
to fix that. Yeah, you're done. Yeah. No more. We're finished. Let's get out of here. One.
What?
You said the MLB has shrunk the distance between first and second base by 3.5 inches.
Yeah, pathetic,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, so?
Well, you got the number wrong. It's actually 4.5 inches shorter.
You want to handle this one, Tony?
Yeah. My hunch tells me this isn't the first time you heard something is 4.5 inches shorter.
Oh!
Boom!
Pitch right over the plate there, Tony.
And it's out of here.
What
you're
a terrific
done.
Way to end our opening day
He's
episode there. And oh, an even better way. Look at this. Just in time to discuss the NFL offseason. Coming on the show next week, just booked, Super Bowl legend, Eagles hero Nick Foles. Can't
wait
for that. In the meantime, don't forget, subscribe on YouTube. Follow us on all our platforms. Just had a big redesign there, Tony. Looks
terrific. Oh, yeah. Go check it out. Yeah.
Anyway, hey, great job as always, Tony.
Same to you, Paulie. Another flawless show.
There you go. We'll see you people next week. Bye.
See ya.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.